Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
As you said, yeah, it's only been a couple days since the season ended. Take some time to regroup, talk to my agent a little bit and family and all that, and make some decisions whenever that time comes. But there's no rush on anything like that.
That is some of what Connor McDavid had to say today about his future. I think an even more revealing soundbite came later when he was asked a question about the Oilers having unfinished business, not getting to the very top here. And he went on, he talked for a while about how he agreed with that, all the work that's been put in. He did say in the course of the first part of that clip, something like endless disappointments. Oh, and some good times too. Like, so he was coming, listen to his voice. Like, he's coming from a pretty sad, you know, understandably probably place. And so he talked for a time about, you know, what the Oilers still have to do, how they're what they are as a team, and so on. And then he said, now having said that, right? Was that the line?
That being said. Same thing.
Back to, I still have to do what's best for me.
And my family.
So, you know, he's thinking about it.
That's the door cracking open. Yeah, my read yesterday was, this is just connecting dots by some media. I just have never heard anything like Steve Levy. We played a clip of Steve Levy, ESPN, on the Jim Rome show about how there's been a significant chatter within hockey about, you know, McDavid, maybe if they don't win this time, like, he might pull the chute and want to get out of there. And significant chatter, where has that been? I've never heard any of it. There it is. I mean, that's evidence that maybe Levy was correct in that assessment. That there has been, people have been speculating about that, because I don't think a guy that is rock solid says, that being said, I still have to do what's best for me and my family. Like, that sounds like, you know, hey, you want to call the Oilers about Connor McDavid is what that sounds like.
Right. It's very easy to avoid. Even if your head is still in, like, whatever that place is, it's very easy to avoid that. You just only talk about the team you're on and how, you know, you're excited. You mentioned the things that you're happy about, that you're happy with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the quality of the team, management, coaching, whatever.
We win a lot. We're close. He did say all of those things. But to close with that, all, you know, that being said,
I guess. No, you don't even, yeah. Right, you don't even.
You just don't get to that.
Get anywhere near that. Like, you just, it doesn't mean you're not thinking it. Basically, you know, it's Paul and Paterka. Because, you know, Paul wrote on it. Paterka didn't say anything about wanting to leave or being unhappy. That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that he isn't those things, and mm-hmm. Paul would tell you that. It just means that he didn't say it. And so, you know, if McDavid wanted to mislead you, I guess, he could have done so. But didn't happen that way.
Yeah, he must have a reason for wanting to have put that out there. I doubt that that was in the moment. He just decided, I'm just going to say this.
Just being honest.
Yeah. So we'll see where that goes from here. I mean, I would think that that is a huge story, the, him phrasing that that way.
Here's Eric with us. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Shulp. Hey, Dog. How are you?
Good, Eric.
Good. To tie in with the Oilers.
Yes.
I'm sorry they lost. My wife had them in the bracket. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you guys were talking about the white helmets earlier. And one of the favorite white helmets are the Oilers. You know, what do you think about that one?
The Houston Oilers?
Yes, Houston Oilers. Yeah. All I picture is Earl Campbell running over Isaiah Robertson, who became a Bill.
Yes, classic.
And, you know,
clip.
The standing Bills is timeless for championships that we won. But I also worked with this guy by the name of Dwayne Crutchfield, who played for the New York Jets. And I know how much Bulldog loves the Jets. Do you remember the white helmets for the Jets?
Yeah.
And I couldn't I can't believe that I would try and tackle this guy. Dwayne Crutchfield was massive. But anyways, that's a couple of my three favorite white helmets.
I really like the Jet helmet. I don't like the Jets, but I like that white Jet helmet a lot.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah.
We both happen to like those Oilers teams as kids, but I don't know. Just a tower.
The colors were really cool.
Colors are fine.
So that I love those teams. I think all of it, the colors are important, because when you're a little kid, I think that's one of the first things that maybe resonates with you, even though you're not really aware of it, but like you're drawn to it maybe. But everything about them was enhanced. There was just so much personality there. The players, the coach with the big cowboy hat and the belt buckle and the big coat and the whole, all the stuff. That there was just a lot of flair there. Billy White Shoes Johnson, Ken Burroughs, Double Zero, Dante Pastorini, the quarterback. There was just a lot of flavor there that worked for me, that made me like all of it more. So, you know, I think it's not my favorite logo, my favorite helmet, but I loved those teams. But it's more about Bum Phillips than really the colors, I would say.
It's, the helmet's okay. It's okay. It's also not actively in use, so I didn't think of it for our conversation. But, you know, very good. Thanks, Eric. 803-0550. What is top helmet? It's not the Bengals. What today is Bulldog's 26th wedding anniversary. You remember where you were. You all do. If you go back that far, like Sneaky Joe wouldn't, because he's 29. Like, he would not remember.
Right. But sports fans who were, you know, whatever, little kids even to adults would, you know, remember game six. Yeah.
Today is my father's birthday. As it happens, it's Joe's grandfather's birthday, because my dad is Joe's grandfather.
Yes.
And that was his 50th birthday. Your wedding day.
All right.
Brett Hull.
And you were at a hockey game.
I was at the game, yes. I was at a wedding in the morning in Rochester for a colleague of mine in radio there, and then drove to Buffalo for the game, as we talked about recently. I almost had to leave the game before it ended to have any chance of making a flight to Dallas the next morning had the Sabres won. And I hadn't packed or anything. I'll get home in time. Mm-hmm. I'm a last-minute packer anyway. But I almost got to a point where it's like 2 in the morning. Like, I got to leave by 3 to get home at 4:30 to get to the airport by 5:30 to get on the plane by 7.
Mm-hmm.
It was something like that.
Right.
Didn't end up going. And because of the stress I was feeling about all of that, I was almost relieved. Like, when it ended, I was more thinking about, all right, well,
at least I don't have to.
I can sleep
race
in the morning.
Back and forth now, right?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't sort of crush me in the way that it could have.
Yeah, right.
26th anniversary. Do you need this information? Do you have it?
You've already done your shopping. I don't have it.
I was hoping for like a precious metal, a certain flower, some sort of like traditional anniversary, romantic, iconic thing. For pictures.
Date for two at a driving range? No.
Golf?
A bay for two at the, you know, simulator? No. What do we got?
Pictures.
Pictures?
Or chocolates.
No.
An alternate 26th anniversary gift, apparently, is chocolates. The main one on the list that I saw is pictures.
I mean, I got a lot of pictures. I haven't really done anything with them. They're just sitting in my devices.
Do you ever do anything? Do you ever print pictures anymore?
Occasionally. My wife will print them and then press designs onto the photos, and she's got a couple of those that are framed that she's made that I really like. It's like another little crafty hobby she's picked up over the years. So occasionally I have definitely printed pictures for use. We have a couple that are framed that she hasn't done anything to, you know, different vacation shots, me and the boys when they were little, that kind of thing. So yeah, I mean, it's good to have the library, I guess, but mostly it's just cumbersome because if you think of, oh, I want to find this picture. I was thinking about this earlier this week. I saw footage of my friend, Jeff Myers. He and his wife, Kim, their son, Declan, is a bass player, and he is touring right now on the biggest tour in the world right now, SZA and Kendrick. And he's the bass player in SZA's band. And
hello.
He's got, he has, I think, songwriting credits on her latest record, and they just played Toronto. And Kim, Jeff's wife, Declan's mom posted a video. Like, he's not just, you think like bass player in a band like that, he's just like you in the shadows behind the amplifiers.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Right, because SZA is just out there. He's like out on the runway in the spotlight, like just going off. And I saw it, and I thought, where's the picture I have of him at 10 singing Zeppelin songs at some club in Buffalo? Because like I emceed an event that he was at, and he's there singing and playing. And I wanted to go look for it and put it up with this. I couldn't find it. I mean, I just have so many pictures. Like, it's one of those pictures that when I find it, I sort of resave it so it's more current. But I could not find it.
Yes.
So I gave up eventually. But anyway,
yesterday was Paul McCartney's birthday. Speaking of good
bass players.
Right. Two ideas for anybody with pictures that I like. These are basically the only two things I do with pictures, and they're both, I think, good, and they can be good gifts. One is there's a frame, it's electronic, I think it's called Mix Play, where you upload pictures and they just sort of cycle through on the frame in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do this as gifts for relatives, and I think it's a really good
mm-hmm.
gift idea. The other is I've made a couple of calendars. So Shutterfly is a site I use for that. You upload your pictures and can build calendars, and that's a nice gift too, like my sunset stuff or family pictures,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know. So a couple of ways to make it useful other than, you know, that are not just the simple print them out, put them in a frame and on your desk or something like that, which I guess is still good too.
Sure.
Yep. I guess you can still do that too.
We use our TV like that slideshow frame thing you're talking about, because the TV Apple, it's all Apple stuff in our house. So when the TV, you shut the TV off, shut the streaming service off, it just goes to random vacation photos and just starts a slideshow. And I mean, you can control it and tell it what to do, but it just automatically will start doing something, and it's different every time you turn it off, which is kind of cool, because a lot of times I turn a hockey game off and a picture comes up and I go, Oh, all right. I don't really, well, let's sit here for a minute. Watch the slideshow for a bit here, because I haven't thought about this trip in a while.
26th anniversary, pictures or chocolates? So now you know that. Maybe you already did. Marty Baron coming up at 4. Lots of hockey stuff to talk about. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.